This is Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Welcome back. Estás escuchando a Tejano Gold Countdown. This is where we air only the best of Tejano music being aired on radio stations around the world. Mi nombre es Uri Treviño. The Top 20 Countdown brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Bud Light. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 13.
Que es por tu cariño.
Countdown, Así Como Pagan Pago by Sonny Sauceda. Song number 13 this week on the national charts.
Number
12. De menos y no puedo dejar de pensar en ti. En las noches que no estás sueño yo de ti y me duele que te hayas ido. Quisiera escuchar el timbre de tu voz llamándome cuando dices lo mucho que me quieres y que quieres volver. Ya ves que no es así, te fuiste de mí dejando malherido a mi corazón. Ya vas a volver. Y no quiero yo seguir si no estás aquí conmigo. Necesito yo de ti, necesito yo de ti, necesito yo de ti para seguir viviendo. Quisiera escuchar el timbre de tu voz llamándome, cuando dices lo mucho que me quieres y que quieres volver. Ya ves que no es así, te fuiste de mí, dejando malherido a mi corazón. Pero ya no es así, no vas a volver. Y no quiero yo seguir si no estás aquí conmigo. Ya ves que no es así, te fuiste de mí, dejando malherido a mi corazón. Pero no es así, no vas a volver. Y no quiero yo seguir si no estás aquí conmigo. Necesito yo de ti, necesito yo de ti, necesito yo de ti para seguir viviendo. Necesito yo de ti para seguir viviendo.
Tejano Gold Countdown, la número 12, pero no es así, by Rick Valderrama, se coloca en la posición número 12 en nuestro conteo nacional. Today it's my pleasure to talk to Shelly Lares. You know, after a successful musical career of more than 30 years, Shelly has retired to pursue other interests. Now, I imagine it was a difficult decision to make because of the huge number of moments, the beautiful moments that you've lived throughout your musical career.
Yeah, absolutely. But more so, it's almost like I'm going back. Like I go back to thinking how it started, where I was. And, you know, the first time I was in Eagle Pass and that first experience I had with opening up for Grupo Mas, which was a horrible experience. And then later on, you know, we became friends and I opened and I still open up for Joe. And, you know, and I was opening up for Jimmy, you know, until his passing. But I'm thinking about, and then I see friends in the industry and I'm like, thinking about when I first met them and, you know, all of the years I've known them. And so it's more of that, like a reminiscing, I guess. Again, I have no regrets in my decision. I'm completely 100% okay with what I'm going
to
do.
By the way, Shelly Lares also had the opportunity to play for the last time to her fans in Mexico, performing in front of 18,000 screaming fans who attended the Nortex in Monterrey, the biggest event for Tejano and Norteño music. En unos momentos, continuamos nuestra entrevista con Shelly Lares, but right now, regresamos al conteo. Climbing up to number 11, we've got Stevie D with his latest single, ¿Por qué tú?, produced by Freddy Records. It's number 11 on the national countdown.
Conocimos con brazos abiertos, ahí estaré bajo la luna y arena entre los pies. Cántame como tú me cantabas, con tanta pasión y emoción te robaste mi corazón. Estar sin ti, prefiero irme o mejor morir, porque al verte ahí con él, muere de celos mi corazón. Porque tú que fuiste con él, nunca supiste ser mi fiel, porque tú le diste a él lo que nunca me diste a mí. Porque tú ya fuiste con él, yo ya no quiero vivir sin ti. Yo ya no puedo vivir mi vida sin tu amor. Estar sin ti, prefiero irme o mejor morir, porque al verte ahí con él, muere de celos mi corazón. Y ahora tengo que olvidarte, no tiene que ser. En mi mente sigues tú clavada y sabes por qué.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 11 of the week, Porque Tú by Stevie D and the All-Star Band. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. A one-of-a-kind book and piece of art that tells the story of accordionists and the musical art form they helped develop in and around San Antonio and the Rio Grande Valley, titled The Real Tejano Conjunto Accordion Book, recently made its debut at the University of Texas at San Antonio Library Special Collections. The book was commissioned by the UTSA Special Collections Library to highlight the importance of the accordion and accordionists in Tejano music. The custom accordion-style book was created by artist Peter Thomas and his wife Donna. Peter spoke about creating the unique book.
We started it in 2019, just before the pandemic kicked in, and we couldn't really travel to find the information we needed to make the book. We were contacted by the University of Texas in San Antonio to make them an accordion book. We've made a number of these before, and most of them have been about the history of the accordion and the history of accordion books. And I offered to make one about the history of the accordion playing in San Antonio. I didn't know what I was getting into. It was a much more complex topic than I ever imagined.
Thomas was supported by the R. Hooley Foundation, which is dedicated to documenting, preserving, and celebrating regional roots music and its makers, including Tejano and Conjunto. The Real Tejano Conjunto Accordion Book joins more than 250 other artist books and the rare books collection at UTSA libraries to be preserved but are accessible to the public, including students, faculty, and researchers who can make a reservation to view the book. See photos and video about the book at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. As we head to break, time now for a quick review of the Tejano trivia quiz in case you missed it. Here's this week's question again. Selena Quintanilla is one of the most successful singers in the music industry, selling more than 60 million records around the globe. In the late 1980s, as an enormously popular singer in Latino communities across North America, she was a spokesperson of the iconic brand Coca-Cola from 1989 until her death. Do you remember the name of the successful advertising campaign, which was proof of the importance of the Hispanic market in this country? The answer, coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.